time for Put a Sock in It. This morning, we are joined by the lovely Donna in Stevenage. Hello.
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
So, Donna, you're going to give us three facts about yourself. Two of them are true, one of them is a fib, and we have to sort out which one is the lie. So, fact number one.
Well, when I was nine, I went on a school trip and fell over and landed face first in a pile of cowpat. And for the remainder of the years was known as Cowpat Donna.
That's the best nickname.
Fact number two.
Is when I was talking to a boy I fancied when I was a teenager, the dog I had at the time decided to wee up my leg in front of him.
And fact number three.
I once burped the whole alphabet to impress a guy.
So, where was the school trip?
It was to a farm when I was about nine. I think it was standalone.
Oh, okay. Sure. So you went to standalone farm off in Lichworth. So how did you end up face first in a... Was it just one singular...
I think one of the boys tripped me up.
Oh, boys are horrible.
Was it a singular cow pat to the face or like a big steaming
heap of... It was a
massive
steaming pile. Oh,
Did it leave a face imprint in the...
Stunk all day.
Oh,
Did you get up your nostrils?
Yeah, all the straw and everything.
Oh, God. Oh. Do you know what? I bet that's a brilliant cure for a cold, and probably B, an excellent kind of facial nowadays. I bet that's probably quite expensive.
And are you still known as Cowpat Donna to some people?
No, luckily I don't see anyone from primary school no more.
Shame you've just told thousands of people about
it. Yeah, it's such a shame your name doesn't begin with a P, because Cowpat...
No, it doesn't.
You know, like...
Cowpat Pam would be brilliant,
wouldn't it? Yeah, or it should have been Cow Dung Donna, you know, like... Maybe the school fair alliteration wasn't so good at the time. So anyway, then you weed up a dog's leg whilst talking to a boy, was it?
No. A dog weed up my leg while I was a boy I fancy.
So you're chatting him up. What was his name?
Carl.
And you're there trying to, you know, do the flutting the eyelashes and brushing your
hair
back.
Yeah, showing him how lovely my dog is.
What was your dog called?
Oh my gosh, Mistra, I think.
Mistra?
Mistra, it's Polish.
Oh,
what's that dog?
it was a cross between an Alsatian and something. I can't quite remember.
And then he decided to wee up your leg. How did Carl react to this?
He laughed and walked away.
And your final fact was that you once burped the alphabet to impress a boy. How old were you?
I was about 12.
Oh, right.
It wasn't the same guy that you were trying to impress when the dog
weighed. Oh, God, no. He never spoke to me again.
Oh, Donna.
So you managed to burp the entire alphabet. That's quite impressive. Can you do any of it still?
No. This is when I was young and could drink a whole can of Coke at once.
And then let rip.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? If I was a boy, that would do it for me. Don't you think, Chris?
I'm not convinced.
No. Put yourself, if you were 12 years old.
Oh, if I was 12 years old, yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool when you were 12.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd want...
Did it work?
20 years later.
Did you get the guy?
No, not really. No.
Oh, look, all of these are fake. Okay, what do we reckon then? So we've got Cowpat Donna, we've got Wet Leg Donna, and we've got Windy Donna. What do you reckon, Chris?
I reckon something doesn't ring true in the nickname of the Cowpat story. Just because I think even though the young kids... It would have to rhyme, wouldn't it? Any nickname in the playground has to rhyme. And I think that's where that lets you
know. Like Cowpat Nat or Cowpat Pam. Or, it doesn't quite work. Yeah, children are better.
Dollopy Donna.
Dollopy Donna! We'll come up with them now if you want.
So you're just going for Cow Dung Donna.
There was something about the fact... I'm beginning to doubt whether Donna actually had a dog. There was a lot of stammering over that story, which whilst I believe it, there's something about that dog. I don't think the dog exists. Maybe she weed up her own leg. So I'm going for the dog. The dog story didn't exist.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I don't think the alphabet one is true.
Ah.
Mm.
Donna, which is the fib from the fact?
The burp in the alphabet.
Oh!
I got it!
So your dog really did wee up your leg.
It really did wee up my leg.
And you really were known as Cowpat Donna.
I was known as Cowpat Donna.
Donna, I feel really sorry for you. I feel like I want to just like go back to the 8-year-old Donna and befriend her.
Yeah, you wouldn't hug her because she'd smell
like it. No, she'd stink.